Mishnah Ches, although the obligation of bringing a carbon olas re'iyah is stated pretty clearly in the Torah, that when you come out to the Beis HaMikdash for the Shalosh Regalim, don't come empty-handed, rather you need to bring carbonos. Nevertheless, that is only regarding the source for the olas re'iyah. However, the source for bringing Shalmei Chagiga, that this is an obligation, is not stated anywhere clearly in the Torah. It's learnt from Pesukim that V'yochegu can be interpreted as referring to karbonos. And therefore, also when the Torah talks about Yom Tov, the Chagosim is a Chag, that you should celebrate it as a Chag, so one way of interpreting it could be that there's an obligation to bring karbonos, but it is by no means explicit in the Torah. Now this Mishnah is going to lay out three levels of how explicit things are written in the Torah. There are certain things which we know from Teresh Baal Peh only. There's no source from Teresh B'Chsav for that law. But we have a tradition going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, which has been passed down through the Chachomim of each generation. And as such, we know that law. That's level number one. Level number two are things which we also certainly need Teresh Baal Peh to understand any of the laws regarding this thing. However, there is a slight hint to it in the Torah. But it is, in a way, learnt from Pesukim, but the way that it is learnt requires Teresh Baal Peh. And there are lots of complicated laws which are totally dependent on Teresh Baal Peh, and there is only a slight support for this in the Torah itself, the Teresh B'Chsav. And the third level are things which, again, it's not written explicitly in the Torah, but there aren't many, many complicated laws which are all from Teresh Baal Peh, and there's just a support in the Teresh B'Chsav. The third level is where there is only a tiny support in Teresh B'Chsav. However, it refers to one thing. There aren't many complicated laws which branch off from this. Rather, that small hint in the Torah teaches us a particular law. Be as it may, says the Mishnah, Heter Nedarim, permitting vows. If somebody vows not to benefit from a particular thing, he has the ability to do so, it is now totally forbidden for him to benefit from that item. However, if later on he realizes that he can't really keep to his vow, he didn't realize the consequences of his vow, so he can go to a Talmud Chacham, and a Talmud Chacham can permit his vow, as long as he finds a valid excuse. That is known as Heter Nedarim. And says the Mishnah, Perchim Boavir, it flies in the air. Ve'elehem alashi ismoichu, there is nothing in Teresh B'Chsav which supports that concept. It is known only through Teresh Baal Peh, and that is level one. Level number two, Hilchus Shabbos, the laws of Shabbos, and the Gemara explains we're not referring to all of the laws of Shabbos, referring to a concept known as Meleches Machsheves. Meleches Machsheves means that one is only liable for having performed a form of work on Shabbos if his aim in doing that form of work was for the thing itself that is forbidden. For example, it's forbidden to dig a hole on Shabbos in order to create a place for him to store things. It's a bit like building, constructing, so it's forbidden. However, if somebody digs a hole, not because he wants to dig a hole, but because he wants the earth, he wants to use the earth there for something. So even though, of course, by digging the hole, by taking away the earth, there is going to be a hole there, nevertheless, he is not liable because of the concept of Meleches Machsheves, which means that he has to intend for something constructive, and not just to take away the earth. And there are many, many applications of this principle, and it's learnt from Pesukim talking about the Mishkan, not talking about Shabbos. It's got a very light support, and yet many laws which branch off from this. Chagigos, the Shalmei Chagiga, as we explained, the Hameilos. Me'ila, the halacha is that if somebody benefits from something which belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, it is forbidden, and he needs to bring a korban, needs to pay back, plus a bit of a fine. And so all of these laws which apply to Me'ila, that is also in level 2. And these examples are things, Harehim Hakaharorim Hatluim Basaira. They are like mountains which are hanging off of a hair. Shehin Mikramuot, because they are learnt from a very small amount of Pesukim. Not Pesukim, even words. There's very little written to support these laws. V'halachos Merubos, yet there are many, many laws which are involved. Alright, and level 3, Hadinin. Monetary laws, the Gemara explains this is referring to a very specific monetary law, and that is that in certain cases where somebody kills somebody, but he did not intend on killing that person, the halacha is he has to pay the value of that person who he killed. But that particular halacha, the ha'avodos, laws to do with the korbanos, and again the Gemara explains we're referring to a specific law, and that is the fact that one has to, part of the service of bringing a korban is the act of taking the blood, transporting the blood towards the Mizbeach. It's not just a technical thing which needs to be done, but it's considered to be part of the service, just like slaughtering the animal and throwing the blood onto the Mizbeach, so too transporting the blood is considered part of the service itself. So something is that if that's not done in the correct way, it can invalidate the entire animal, the entire korban. Hatahorais, laws to do with becoming pure, particularly through a mikveh. Vahatumais, and laws to do with becoming tomei, particularly the amount, the size of something which is tomei, which is necessary in order to make something else tomei. Va'arayas, and women who one is forbidden to have relations with. The Gemara explains again, this is referring to a specific example, and that is marrying his own daughter, which was born as a result of having relations with a woman who he was not married to. Be as it may, the point is, there are certain halachas, which the Mishnah is referring to, which yesh lehem amasa yismoichu, they do have some sort of support in the Torah, which the Torah Shebaal Peh sort of sits on. And again, although in these cases, again, it's only a small hint in the Torah Shebichsav, in the written Torah, nevertheless, it's slightly more than the previous two levels, and there aren't lots of laws which branch off of it. And so that is level 3, but the Mishnah ends off, hein hin gufei Torah, both these and these, all of the levels are considered to be the main parts of Torah. Just because something is written more explicitly in the Torah does not make it more primary and more important than the other things which have less of a support in the Torah. And really, if you think about it, none of Torah Shebichsav could be understood without Torah Shebaal Peh. There's not really any mitzvah which doesn't require Torah Shebaal Peh as well. The Mishnah has just picked examples where those laws are more dependent on Torah Shebaal Peh because there is so little in Torah Shebichsav in the Chumash itself.